You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're already on hump day.
Yep, yep.
And yes, this is Robert Plant.
Oh. Is this the guy that they were playing at that baseball game that was getting everybody upset?
No, that was Robert.
What I believe that was Rob Zombie.
Oh, okay.
You know what I got in my car last night?
Not to be confused with Rob Thomas or Rob Ert Plant.
I swear to you, I got in the car last night because I told you Ever the Same was one of my favorite songs. And I pressed the button in my car and I said, play Rob Zombie. Because that was in my head because Sam played it and you were singing it and making fun of me for conflating the two. So I leave work and I crank it thinking I'm going to hear Ever the Same. I said, play Rob Zombie Ever the Same.
And what came up?
Da-da-da-da-da. And I was like,
I'm sorry?
Oh, it was awful. So then I looked down and started laughing. I said, please play Rob Thomas.
Or was it Thunder Kiss?
Ever the Same. I don't know what it was. It made my ears feel not very loved. It was not very good.
Sam, can you play her some White Zombie?
No,
that was his previous
good.
Band.
We do not need
Thunder
to hear
Kiss
that.
Thunder Kiss 67.
We don't need to hear that.
And let's see if that was the song that came on her radio last
one second. Do you know what song I cannot get out of my head? And now it's in Scott's head. And now I'm going to gift this to you.
Wheels on the Bus.
There are certain songs.
Is this it? Yes. Hell
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. This is totally it. Crank this.
Let's go.
That is too hard.
Not hard enough.
And happy birthday to Will Starrett, by the way. I apologize for the monstrosity that we've been playing over the years.
Jam.
The song that I cannot get out of my head, for those of you who grew up in the 80s, we had a little girls' morning this morning, and it was a theme. And the theme was Golden Girls. And last night,
Thank
I'm getting...
Thank you for being
oh,
a friend.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot... And if you threw a party, I can't get it out of my head. And now it's in your head. And it got me to thinking last night because I was just singing it on a loop of all of the iconic 80s sitcom themes. Oh, I think that's got to be number one. Isn't it true that the woman who sang that's from Kansas City? I'm almost positive.
The version used on the show, I think you're right. This is the original, if I'm not mistaken.
This is the original. Didn't we talk to the woman
I think she did call in, and that's her like claim to fame was she sang the Golden Girls theme song, Thank You for Being a Friend. But we were giggling about it last night, and I said, there's probably 10 songs you could name from the sitcom, but I don't think the Golden Girls one can be beat. I really don't.
Oh, really?
No, I think it's... you've got Dallas was dun 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 dun. But it's not like you go that humming that like in your car. The way when you that song comes on, it is just so connected to that show.
It speaks to you.
Oh, it absolutely. And it just immediately you can see Rose and Blanche and Dorothy and Ma.
I mean, we're kind of in that era now, so.
I just don't, I think I could name four or five others, but I think the Golden Girls theme song is number one.
I'm going to give you one that I think is catchier and more recognizable.
Maybe Cheers. Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
My get 'em, but the law never will.
Yeah. Okay, Dukes of Hazzard might be in the top two.
Oh, Catherine Bach, she was so hot.
It might be in the top two. And then Cheers. I think the theme song to Cheers is completely attached to that. The way
growing
that
pains.
I'll Be There for You is attached
growing
to
Growing Pains
Friends.
For sure.
A little bit. Growing Pains, yes, but not to the extent that the Dukes of Hazzard and Golden Girls is. The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. Horrible song.
I like that one.
Horrible song. One Day at a Time. Love that song. But still not as good as Golden Girls or Dukes of Hazzard.
What's Happening was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going back to the 70s last
century. I mean, if you wanted to do like a top 30, yes. But I still think Golden Girls.
Hang on. I got one for you. Hang on.
You have to beat Golden Girls.
I don't know if it beats it.
Moving on up the east side. Got a piece of the pie. Oh, that's such a good song. Wait, keep going. What a great song. Okay, that's top three. That's
well,
a great song.
Mm-hmm. Flintstones?
No, they're all tied. These are all tied for one, two, and three. No,
Sanford and Son was great, too.
Cartoons would have to be in their own category. And Gilligan's Island song is just annoying.
Oh, really?
It's all right, but it's not top three. No.
Huh.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Now, cartoons are on in their own category. Meet George Jetson.
There were only like nine words in that entire theme song, I think.
No, Jane, his wife. That's and by three. The way, how sexist that he's going off to work and she just puts out her hand and wants money.
Well,
and
it's the 60s.
And she takes the entire wallet and leaves in the spaceship.
Poor
no,
George.
Don't you dare. Okay, that's pretty good.
Oh, I know one.
We gotta be the luckiest dreamers that ever been dreaming. Not top three. That's like number four, if I had to rank them.
Happy Days.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
That's also top three. Now we have five in the top three. that's a problem.
How about the Brady Bunch?
Nah, annoying.
Love Boat? That wasn't a sitcom.
Ooh, yeah. The Love Boat.
Yeah.
Promises something for
Still
everyone.
Still not Dukes of Hazzard or Golden Girls.
All right, how about this one? Now we have seven in the top three.
Free. What was that? Greatest American Hero?
Yep. Joey Scarberry.
I love that show.
Seinfeld ruined that song because George used that as his outgoing answering machine message. Do you not remember that episode?
No.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Like, how do you forget that?
Yeah.
No.
Come on. This is a great theme song.
If we're talking sitcoms, I mean.
Cheers.
Cheers, Three's Company.
Ooh, Three's Company.
Come and knock on our
door. Are we talking just 80s or 80s and prior?
Family Ties.
I think prior.
Clearly, we're going prior a little
bit. Because One Day at a Time is prior. Yeah.
This is a story about a man named Jim.
Laverne. Mountaineer.
Laverne and Shirley.
We're gonna do it. They could never make this show today.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Harrison Hinch.
Was that the number one sitcom in America for like a lot of years?
I don't think a lot of years. I think for a couple of years,
and
yes.
It was a homophobe, if we're just being honest. That was the landlord, Mr. Roper,
mm-hmm.
And then a girl that wore no bra and jumped up and down and bounced around a lot.
Why do you think when I was eight, I watched
That's
that show
really
a lot?
What, they called it, by the way, Jiggle TV.
Yes.
They called it
yeah, they
that.
Did.
We know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Charlie's Angels was the same way, and same with Catherine Bach on Dukes of Hazzard.
The 70s were a very unique era.
You could be an actress on TV, but you better not wear a bra.
God.
It was the fashion of the time.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, it's got funny, too.
Here's one from the vault. Welcome back, Cotter.
Mm.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
You know, I don't think I've ever watched that show.
Hmm.
Mom and Dad did. Mom and Dad watched that, and they watched, it was Taxi that was after that, right?
Yeah, yep. Taxi. Uh-huh. Yeah, welcome mm-hmm. back, Cotter. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
You know what? It will never be that good or that bad again.
True.
All in the Family?
Did you own TV trays?
Of course we did.
What do you mean, did?
Did they have leaves on them?
How was I supposed
leaves?
To watch Dallas on a Friday night?
Okay. I'm just going to tell you, we were not a sit-around-the-dinner-table kind of fam.
We were But on rare occasions when Dukes of Hazzard was on, because remember,
oh, the TV trays came out. Remember, you had a fancy stand for them too.
On Friday night,
families.
On Friday night, it was Dukes of Hazzard at 7.
Yes,
and
we would
Dallas
just wait all day for it. We'd be so excited.
Adam's Family.
Yeah.
Mm. Eh. Recognizable. Not
in
great.
The top five.
Oh,
no.
you're forgetting the big one. The reason why you got into all of this.
WKRP.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What have you done?
I kind of wasn't a fan. I'm sorry. I was too young. I still
True,
think
I understand.
I
that.
Still think Golden Girls and Dukes of Hazzard are number 1 and 2.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. It was kind of annoying.
If you ever wonder.
I was
annoying.
So happy with myself.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wonder whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
I was so impressed with myself when I figured out the call letters, what they spelled.
Workerp?
No. KRP.
Kerpert?
Crap.
What?
WKRP. W crap.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Really?
No.
Huh.
You're on an island alone here, Dan.
Aren't I always?
Yes.
913-586-7798. You're on Dan and Parks. Bubble in crude.
Oil,
that is.
Okay.
Texas tea.
You know I'm about the least sexist person you're ever going to meet. However, I'm going to go there right now for a very specific reason. Because there are certain things in life that people do that are inherently male or female. Mm-hmm. Serial killers. For the most part, that's on you guys.
Embezzlers. For the most part,
women.
That's on you.
Absolutely. I'm not just statistically when speaking of these matters, there are certain things and choices we make in life where men are more likely to make that choice. And that's why our next story is a topic.
Like good driving.
There is a person in our town accused of vandalizing a Kansas City church, causing thousands of dollars in damage. I don't even know that this would have made the news.
I'm going to go, ma'am.
The person is 41 years old, and that was the first thing that got my attention. I'm like, really? 41? What are you doing? And it's a she.
Oh. Oh, please continue.
A female breaking and entering vandal. When was the last time you heard those words in the same sentence?
At a church? Never.
A woman faces multiple charges for her alleged vandalism of a Kansas City church last week. She is 41-year-old Megan Edgington, charged with 2 counts of institutional vandalism and 2 counts of second-degree burglary in Jackson County Court. The charges come after a vandalism was reported May 15th at the Destiny Life Center Ministry on Blue Ridge Boulevard. Officers responded there just after 10:30 in the morning. Workers arrived to find a broken exterior glass door and that a fire extinguisher had been used inside. There were also items strewn inside the building and also placed outside that should have been inside. Church staff looked up the Ring video footage, and there she is. They identify her as Edgington, allegedly throwing a brick at the glass door that had broken, according to court documents. Other video footage shows her, according to police, using the fire extinguisher inside, pushing a cart full of items in the building. Timestamp, by the way, 6 a.m. 6 a.m.
Well, you got to get your church vandalism in before breakfast.
She's then accused of going back in and breaking the cameras inside, which she did, but that doesn't erase the video, as you know.
That is correct.
Detectives tried to interview her and, quote, she did not cooperate. When a woman commits vandalism, mm-hmm. when in the rare instance It is a female in the headline for vandalism. What is the one thing it usually points back to?
There are two, actually.
Okay.
Some sort of relationship within the church that did not work out the way that she wanted, mm-hmm. or meth.
I was just going to say relationships in general. Okay. Usually it's, remember the ding-a-ling in Westwood that tried to burn the guy's house down?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell hath no fury, like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to set something on fire.
Yeah.
It does
sounds
not
like
say,
she tried to put out fires.
Yeah, it does not say in this case. According to court records, she is experiencing homelessness. That breaks my heart because of all of the people that would have been willing to help. A church, right?
Theoretically
is the one that, like, if she had just said, look, I'm experiencing homelessness, the church probably would have said, look, we'll make you a deal. Why don't you not vandalize our building to the tune of $8,000 and we will help you.
I didn't know that she was experiencing homelessness.
Last line in the story, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. It's not like you buried the lead or anything, because you didn't. But that tells me, at least potentially, she turned to the church for help. And they said no for whatever reason, she couldn't get in.
Or she felt like she was turned away. They may have helped her, mm-hmm. and then she feels like mm-hmm. she didn't get enough.
Or drugs or bad kids, right? So if you had to guess,
and we don't know that.
What percentage of women are arrested for vandalism in the United States?
Of
what
all is, the vandalism
of
that
all
occurs.
All the vandalism, what percentage of women?
5 to 10%.
Sam, you want to guess?
Ooh. Let's go 15.
Well, no, wait a minute. Because, I mean, popping
somebody...
You got to
count the hell hath no fury cases.
Yeah, popping somebody's tires, that is technically vandalism, is it not?
Yes.
Well, I'm up to 25
so
now.
So I'm going up to 25%.
It is 15%.
Ooh, Sam, good job.
According to National Arrest Trends, women represent 15% of total vandalism, meaning men account for roughly 85%. Across all property crime categories, vandalism, burglary, and larceny, females still come in at 30% of total arrests, leaving 70% to the men. And with respect to violent crime, any guess there?
We know how to crime.
Yep.
Violent crime?
Violent crime.
Women?
Yep.
20%.
Yeah, right on the nail.
Crack is whack.
20%.
Yep. Okay. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Her court date has been set 1 p.m. May 27th.
Sam, I want to get you in on this for a second because you are a personal trainer. You are certified, are you not?
I am.
Okay. Story here from Science Daily. Sweating it out at the gym for half an hour a day is not going to cut it anymore. Mm. They're now saying that
is
you
it
need-
0 hours a day? Because I am on track.
Researchers are now saying you need 10 hours of high-intensity workouts per week.
10 hours in order to what?
Of high-intensity workouts per week if you want to reduce your chances of not keeling over from a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, that checks out. Typically, our standard is not 10 hours, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes a day, getting that heart rate up. I think the 10 hours is in response to our otherwise sedentary lifestyle. Sure. Hmm. You'll hear more often than not in the physical fitness space, if you're talking to somebody, the average person probably moves 30 minutes to an hour a day.
Haven't the smartwatches helped us? Because you can now see. Like, I never used to know what is a typical day for Dana's steps. If I just wake up.
And what is it?
Roll out of bed, do some light gardening, take Birdie for a walk, come into work, sit here for 4 hours and don't move, straight back home to watch the Royals game.
Okay, and what is it?
2,000 steps. If I don't do anything all day.
That is not enough.
I know. If I am outdoors doing the activity that I'm supposed to no longer talk about, I get 10 to 12,000 steps.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And really, it's not about the number of steps. It's not about how many minutes you exercise. It's just about getting your heart rate up for a certain amount of time. It's about stretching the rubber band. Because if you leave a rubber band unstretched for a very long time, and then you stretch it really far, say you go out
it
to
snaps.
Shovel the driveway, what happens? It snaps.
Oh, no, it's not even shoveling the driveway at this age. It is literally rolling out of bed, and this morning something pulled in my lower back. I injured myself getting out of bed today. So you're right about the rubber band.
What?
I did. I'm telling you I did.
But 90% of people don't do one physical activity per week.
Well, what do you consider physical activity?
Not getting out of bed.
Because getting up off that floor was not the easiest thing I've ever done.
Did you fall down?
No, but I was like, oh, my God. What was that?
Getting old sucks, man.
It does.
913-586-7798. 10 hours of high-intensity workout
No,
per
you're just
week.
Scaring people off. No one's going to do that.
I can't. I'm 54 years old. You think I'm going to spend 5 days a week in the gym?
Your knees would
working
give out.
Out for 2 hours a day?
No.
I can't. Physically, I cannot do that.
I don't even do that.
No. Unless you work in that space full time, nobody does that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. So have no fear. You don't have to work out 10 hours a week, high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
This story from Science Daily says that current health recommendations suggest exercising roughly 2.5 hours each week, with 5 hours considered even better. Duh. For many people, though, that target can seem overwhelming. Chinese researchers found that 30 minutes a day on a treadmill only lowered your risk of a heart attack by 8%. But standing up at your desk at work for 30 minutes lowered your risk of a heart attack by the same amount.
Standing up at work for so just standing. Stand, like in a corner.
Not sitting in a chair, yes.
That well, then is I shall stand.
You're the reason we have those desks.
I know.
And you're the one person who never uses it.
Now, is it talking about cardio or lifting heavy weights?
It just says high intensity.
Because if we're talking cardio, yeah, you need a lot of that. Because more and more studies are coming out that cardio is actually less beneficial for the body than we ever thought.
Do you guys remember the pedal foot bicycle that was the rage for a while, where you would bring it to work and it was just...
You would sit in your chair.
You would sit in your chair and it looked like a bike, two little pedals.
What are you talking about? They still advertise it on TV.
You could just sit and get your work done while pedaling away.
Yep. Still advertised on television.
Maybe that's what we need in here.
By the way, you stood for 48 seconds. 48.
And I feel 2 pounds lighter, Sam.
Walking pads are the new rage now.
What are those?
It's effectively like a 2-foot by 4-foot treadmill. And a lot of people will get a standing desk, put the walking pad underneath the desk, and then they're sitting there doing their, you know, corporate Zoom calls.
Oh, that is an OSHA nightmare waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Not if it's at your home office.
Sitting 8 hours a day is an OSHA
nightmare. A walking pad. So you just walk like on, and it's, wait, what are the dimensions?
2 feet wide, 4 feet long.
I would fall down and chip a tooth within 20 seconds. Mm-hmm.
You need to stand up for another 29 minutes and 12 seconds.
Not happening.
Okay. Josh in North Kansas City. Josh, hello.
Hey, guys. So I do want to throw out there, like, too much cardio is damaging. I mean, I've been through that in the past. But what I called in for was the whole health thing. It was like 14 years ago. I broke 4 vertebrae doing tree work, and I had 9 months on bed rest.
Oh, no. So,
the only reason I didn't need surgery and I didn't die from that accident was because of how fit I was. At the time, I would do 10, 12 hours of tree work, go home, hit the gym for 2 hours. It was just, I mean, borderline unhealthy. But last year, at the beginning of the year, I found out my 8th vertebrae was collapsed, and I'd been doing utility locating for a long time, which is, you know, you're doing 15, 20,000 steps a day, but you're not lifting anything. When I found that out, I switched to a moving company, where now it's high intensity work all day, every day. I feel better today than I did last year when I found that out.
Well, to your point, Josh, about high intensity super cardio workout not being necessarily good for you, I've told this story before. My brother, years ago, and by years ago, I want to say 7 or 8 years ago, ran in the Wichita Marathon, did all...
Yeah.
However many miles that is, I have no idea, 26.2 or something. he has not, his body has not, not been recovered. The same since.
Mm-hmm.
And he trained. It's not like he just went to the starting line and just said, here I go. He trained for the marathon and did the 26 miles, and his body has never been the same.
This is why I don't run.
I used to run to the liquor store.
Or hike. We had the bee attack yesterday in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the dumbest man on the planet today?
I'm right here.
I'm literally sitting right across from you.
Out of Grapevine, Texas, first responders had to remove a Tesla Cybertruck from a lake last night after the police department says the driver intentionally drove it in the water. Officers got there at 8 p.m. and found the Cybertruck in the lake near the shoreline.
If you had a Cybertruck, wouldn't you run it in the water too?
They talked to the driver, Jimmy Jack McDaniel. Yes, his name is Jimmy Jack. And he told them he intentionally drove the vehicle into the lake, trying to use its, quote, wade mode feature.
Hmm.
However, the Cybertruck started taking on water because, again, he drove it into a lake. Hmm. I have never heard of wade mode ever. According to the website, it theoretically allows a Cybertruck to enter and drive through bodies of water like creeks only if the maximum depth of the water is approximately 32 inches. Would anyone like to explain why this is a gigantic liability and will never work? Go. 32 inches.
Because you're encouraging people to try it.
And?
You could be swept down the river
and
die.
With the depth, think about it. How the hell are you supposed to know what's 32 inches when you drive into a body of water?
Oh, you walk it first.
Jimmy Jack did not walk this first.
This is very common in overlanding. That's why you'll see a lot of things like Toyota 4Runners, Toyota Tacomas, some Jeeps with the snorkel.
Okay.
That's the air intake. They put that up at the hood so they can go quite literally under the water to where the water is coming over the hood. And if they do it correctly, if they know where they're driving, because they typically walk it first, they can drive in some incredibly deep water.
Have you heard of wade mode before? I had never heard of this.
I've never heard of it.
Not in relation to the Cybertruck. I would never try to take a Cybertruck overlanding because it's way too heavy.
Oh, it's going to fry it. Insurance is not going to cover that. And then listen to this. He's arrested and charged.
$100,000.
He was arrested and charged with operating a vehicle in a closed section of the lake. That's charge number one. Not having a valid boat registration.
Well, you said lake. I thought you originally said creek.
No, he drove it into a lake, Scott.
Well,
he's... Not having a valid boat registration.
Jimmy Jack is dumb.
Yeah. Police are reminding drivers that you should not enter water, even though, quote, some vehicles may be physically capable of entering shallow freshwater areas.
Don't drown.
Turn around.
That's right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Have to be very careful with my enunciation here.
No.
It is the last call for one of America's longest-running beer products. The final batch of Schlitz beer is just... Had your finger on the dump button.
I was ready.
The final batch of Schlitz beer is just days away from being made, founded in 1849 in Milwaukee. Schlitz Brewing Company is the stuff of local legend. Spotted at your local dive bar, outside of restaurants, at the old brewery, at Schlitz Park, the brand is a point of pride, but apparently nobody's buying it anymore because Pabst Beer, which makes Schlitz...
How many times can you say it in one story?
I'm trying to be very careful with my pronunciation and enunciation. Mm-hmm. Pabst has decided they are going to get rid of the brand.
Does anyone even buy that anymore?
No.
I was a huge fan of crappy beer.
Pabst?
Blue ribbon. Yeah.
Blue ribbon.
I was a Hams guy.
Let me tell you one thing. That has never won a blue ribbon anywhere.
I was a Hams guy, and
from
I have never
the land of sky
tried,
blue waters.
Never even tried Schlitz.
Okay, wait. What did they say after that? From the land of sky blue waters. And the woman goes, waters? From the land of
I have no idea.
Something refreshing. And there was a teddy bear. There was a bear. In the cartoon. They used to allow cartoons to sell beer.
I have the original. I mean, it's a reprint, but I have the original Hams logo and bear with the mountain in the background, metal
from
sign.
The land of sky blue.
All right.
I'm getting
pops right
you.
Up.
Real quick, play it in a minute. Let's talk about rare phobias.
Oh.
Okay,
on your shirts.
Well, that's not in the top 10, but turophobia.
Turophobia.
That is correct.
Is it the fear of drinking crappy beer?
No, it's not.
Turophobia.
Fear of bowls.
Fear of cheese.
Oh. Thinking Toro.
Okay.
Genuphobia.
A fear of genuine people.
Genuphobia.
A fear of genuflecting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fear of knees.
A fear of knees?
That was close. Genuflecting requires knees.
Omphalophobia.
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 A-M or O-M?
O-M.
Omphalophobia.
Omphalophobia. No.
Fear of omelets.
Fear of belly buttons.
Oh, gross. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. This one I don't understand, but if you pay attention to the word that comes before phobia, you might be able to get it.
Okay.
Somniphobia.
The fear of falling asleep?
That is correct.
I guess insomnia.
Also, weren't we trying to listen to the word before phobia the whole time?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, but this was the only one that actually...
Pay attention to the word.
This was the only one that actually gave a hint.
Could I get the root word, please?
Because when I say turophobia... Is there a cheese named Turo?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, exactly.
Give me the ones I want them.
There is a land of sky blue waters, though.
Waters.
From the land of sky blue waters.
Waters.
From the land of time's lofty blossoms.
Something beer refreshing.
What's with the whiz thing?
They're playing baseball.
Oh, okay, got it.
From the land of sky blue waters, from the land of pines, something blossoms.
Something beer refreshing.
Beer refreshing. Pour an ice cold Hams and treat yourself to the premium beer.
Premium beer? Nobody has ever said Hams and premium beer in the same sentence.
Hams of beer refreshing.
Hams.
There you have it.
Ablutophobia.
A fear of just going blotto drunk.
The fear of bathing.
Okay.
Oh, that one stinks.
It's my favorite activity ever. Mm-hmm.
Phobophobia.
The fear of phobias.
That is correct.
Boom! I'm a phobophobic.
913.
Named Phoebe.
586.
I'm a Phoebe phobophobe.
7798. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
What is the fear of Dan Weinbaum?
Danophobia.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.